Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Big Nothing Burger. I don't know. Maybe I'm reading it too much into that. But when Mark Cuban, who obviously is still a partial owner, not the majority. No, you can scoff at it. But Mark Cuban is in with the league and in with Adam Silver. And he's probably still a mouthpiece for the league. And when he says it's a Big Nothing Burger, that's how I'm choosing to view the league is viewing it. A Big Nothing Burger. And it might not be.
This is the same guy, Mark Cuban. And again, he's a very complicated individual. Who defended Donald Sterling because he didn't want his team taken away from him because of all the improprieties that were going on inside the Dallas Mavericks front office. So, you know, Mark Cuban has a lot of ulterior motives when he tweets things out.
Yeah, but he's always defended the commissioners, and he's always defended, again, he's going to defend the league.
Trust me, I'm aware.
This isn't a Donald Sterling level case, though.
Mark Cuban defended Donald Sterling because he did not want to see other owners have their teams ripped from them. So when he puts things out there, it is through the prerogative of don't take my team. Don't punish my team. Like, he's a mouthpiece.
He is. And I just am judging off what he's saying with Adam Silver. I don't think this is going to happen. But again, it's an interesting hypothetical and conversation as we still don't have an ending with the Jonathan Kuminga crisis saga, whatever the hell you want to call it. 888-957-9570 is the number.
I'm done on it. But I'll tell you this. If he's available and he can be out there, I'd be all over it. All over it. Bring him in. Let's go.
We're going to get to Brock Purdy in a little bit and whether he should start this week. If he can go, or do you protect him? We'll get into that, I promise. We got JLC, Jennifer Lee Chan, joining us at 8:10. But I want to stick on the NBA for a minute, Joe, because there is something that Adam Silver said recently that really kind of pissed me off, and we've just been so knee-deep in Mac Jones and the football and all of it that we really haven't had a chance to get to it. As you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, and the home of the Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the Free Odyssey app, coming live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Adam Silver was asked, and, you know, he had a press conference to kind of talk about the state of the league and where things are at, and, you know, with rising costs in streaming and watching sports, people are being very selective, and I'm totally with the consumer on all this when it comes to, you know, cutting the cord and being very selective. I know we have reads here at the station for Paramount Plus. You can go there. You can go. You said Netflix has some stuff
Xfinity,
now.
Xfinity, YouTube.
There's
subscription fatigue when it comes to the streaming platform.
There's so much, and there's no one that has more subscription fatigue than the NBA fan because it's all over the place right now. And so Adam Silver was asked about, hey, the rising costs with this stuff. You know, is that concerning for you when it comes to people that might not be able to watch, you know, NBA games on a night in and night out basis?
There's a huge amount of our content that people can essentially consume for free. I mean, this is very much a highlights based sport. You know, so, you know, Instagram, TikTok, you know, Twitter, you name it, any service, you know, the New York Times for that matter, to the extent that your content is not behind a paid firewall. There's an enormous amount of content out there, YouTube, by another example, that people, that is advertising based, that consumers can consume.
It's a highlight based sport. So people can just watch the highlights for free on Twitter. And that's fine for everyone. That came off as so tone deaf. That came off as just the most ridiculous thing that a commissioner can say. Is Roger Goodell out here saying, you know, this is a highlight-based sport, so you just have to, you know, find the highlights. Every sport is highlight-based, first and foremost, by the way. Every single one. Soccer, baseball, football, basketball, they're only posting the highlights. Literally on my TV right now is a highlight of the Dolphins, and they've had no highlights. Like, that's what we do. So no bleep, Adam Silver, it's a highlights-based sport. I want to be able to watch the sport at a reasonable cost as a consumer. That's what I care about. I'm not going to be able to understand the Warriors season, Joe, as a consumer, if I'm just watching the highlights for 2 minutes on ESPN.com. I'm not going to get the lay of the land. I'm not going to be able to talk about the game with my friends if I'm just watching the highlights. I'm not going to be able to, you know, have fun covering every other team in the league just by highlights. That just came off as so tone deaf, and we needed to get to it, Joe. What is Adam Silver talking about here?
The problem is that Adam Silver has spent too much time around 100 millionaires. He is the player's commissioner, and it's been one of the worst things that could possibly happen. Now, that's the reality is he's standing around a bunch of people who have lots and lots and lots of money, and so they're totally out of touch with reality. I mean, that's where we're at right now. This is a 65-year-old man who hasn't understood what it's like to live check to check, week to week in the normal society, and understand that his league is just out of touch with the common fan right now, for the most part. Now, not all of them, but they just are. And it's a big problem right now. It's a big problem right now for the league. And I think he's gotten way too close to some of the really high-priced, expensive players, whether it be CJ McCollum, Chris Paul, LeBron James, etc. And these guys have been, they've been of the 1% of the 1% since most of them were 21 years old. And I think that they have too few people around them, talking about Adam Silver and these players, they have too few people around them that understand what it's like to just be a normal fan. I think whether we're talking about, you know, load management, whether we're talking about the calendar of the season, whether we're talking about, you know, who's presenting the games, how they're talking about the games, saying that the league is a highlight league, like he's tone deaf on every single.
He's devaluing his own product.
Well, that's
what he's doing. He's telling me, Joe, that the entire games don't matter.
Telling you that for a long time by sitting players.
But he actually told us that. Like, this is that. There's a difference between, you know, how the product is shaped and how you're promoting it. But when you actually go out there and say this is a highlight-based sport, you're telling me the entire game doesn't matter.
Joe.
So then why am I paying for all these things
look
if I'm the consumer?
Look at what they've done with the All-Star game. Just look at the All-Star game. Look at how many pivots they've done on the All-Star game alone, which is one of their marquee things that they do throughout the year. We could all laugh at the All-Star game. It's one of the highest-rated things the NBA does all year outside of the playoffs.
Steph won the MVP. It was great. It was fun.
Come on, stop. I'm calling cap on that.
No, he won. It was awesome.
The All-Star game was not fun. The All-Star game was garbage. Like, we didn't even know understand the format. Stop. Just because Steph won it doesn't mean that we can't take a step back and say the All-Star game was so confusing and no one understood what was going on. What are we talking about? It was not Michael or Magic. It wasn't Allen Iverson crossing up Jordan. It was none of those things. What are we talking about? The All-Star game this year was trash. Trash.
Well, they changed the format, so clearly maybe the NBA agreed with you.
It's obvious. The consumer agreed. We all agreed. It was garbage.
Like, right. It's different
it
this coming
cool.
year.
Yeah. Steph won. But come on, Spadoni.
Well, yeah, I thought I was laying the sarcasm on pretty
okay.
Pretty clear
I thought
there.
You were being
said,
sincere.
That was great. It was fun. It was awesome. No, Joe, no, I had to talk about it for a couple days. We were out in Hawaii. I had to talk about it. Cousin Nick Friedell came in, and we talked about that game.
The reason why I bring up the All-Star game, that was the beginning of the end for Bud Selig. Was the All-Star game. And I kind of feel the same thing with Adam Silver's done. He's done. They're going to vote him out. He's got to go. Like, this is we're out of here. And I think the Pablo Torre report on Kawhi Leonard is just the tip of the iceberg of everything that's been going on right now. And if I am one of the owners in the league and I'm one of their partners, think about the big deal that you just spent if you're Peacock or NBC to bring back the NBA. And they're telling you, yeah, the games really don't matter. It's all about the highlights. What?
What the highlights?
What did we just spend $7 billion for? Like, your partners, you're telling your partners who invested money, games don't really matter. What if you're a season ticket holder? Eh, it's a highlight league.
Another reason why the NFL is just dominating, because we're tuned in to every single game all at once. And yeah, there is something there, and it's funny, because people are going to say, oh, well, Spadoni, you only care about the Red Zone channel. Yeah. But I'm actually watching the game live when it's happening. There's a difference.
No,
I'm
I don't move for 10 hours.
I don't move. I'm not moving. I'm watching all the action, all the games. I'm literally sitting there on my couch watching the games. Not highlights. Not watching a highlight package of Ja Morant dunks on a given evening. Oh, wow, that's really cool. Great. That's awesome. And I get it. It's a longer season. It's different. Like, well, I'm not going to be sitting down watching, you know, Denver Nuggets basketball every day. I'm not doing that. But I would... I used to watch Joe and tune in for the early games on the East Coast prior to the West Coast games, like the TNT. No, but we used to, right?
Yeah, we all
Whether
did.
It was, you know, Hawks Celtics or, you know, Magic, whatever, Magic Bucks, I would watch those games. I would, and that would hold me over until the team I actually cared about was playing, whether it was Warriors Thunder or Warriors Lakers, whatever. Like, the fact that I'm not even caring about that game prior to it, that's the problem. Sell me on that game, Adam Silver. That's what you need to be selling me on. You don't need to sell me at all this week on whatever, like, what, give me the worst game of the slate this weekend in the NFL. You could still sell the worst game on the slate this weekend easily to me.
If you're not a Niner fan, Cardinals-Niners is like, eh. I can't wait to watch. It's Kyler versus, I don't know, maybe Mac, maybe Brock Purdy.
Yo, it's two 2-0 teams. You just sold me right there.
Yeah,
oh, wow. Hey, let's see who's for real with this. This is great. Let's see. I'm looking through the schedule right now this week. What's a non-sexy matchup? Okay.
Who do the Giants Chiefs, two winless teams?
Yeah, no. The Texans and Jaguars, both 0-2. How about that? They're not traditional names. You got C.J. Stroud and Trevor Lawrence. Those guys are playing for a lot this week.
Yeah.
One of those teams are going to be 0-3. The last time an 0-3 team made the playoffs this century, it's only happened one time, actually was the Texans. Back in 2017-18, I believe. I just saw the stat.
I wish we were in the AFC South. I swear to God, it's been one of the worst divisions of my life.
But Colts-Titans, you can even give me that one. Daniel Jones is exciting.
Hey, Cam Ward,
you just said two things right there. I'm already interested. Let's see what Cam Ward. So again, we're going to pivot right now to the NFL because I'm actually going to be talking about their game for like a whole day after it happens. I'm actually going to be talking about all these games that are happening this weekend. Sorry, Adam Silver. They're also highlight based, but I also care about the in-game action. So we're going to pivot there on the other side. Brock Purdy, 888-957-9570.
You know what's coming, right?
What?
LeBron and some of the other guys are going to be standing there next to that guy that Brady was standing next to.
Oh, no.
And they're going to like splinter off into some 3-on-3 league. Brady's getting paid $75 million to do that. Did you know that? $75 million.
God, it must
to
be
do
nice.
That. Just mark my words. Adam Silver and the NBA. If you don't think the Saudi investment firm is going to be trying to get these guys to play overseas, you're tripping, and they're all going to do it.
What is that traditional, like, the garb that they wear over in the Middle East? I don't know what they're called, like the sheiks and stuff. Can you just imagine LeBron rocking that over in Saudi, crossing up someone on the court, and then, like, a desert storm comes in and washes away the court?
I bet you Zion God. And Kawhi will be Stop healthy it. For that.
Oh, boy. Let's talk Purdy. Let's talk Mac Jones.
I couldn't believe what I saw on the field yesterday.
No, I couldn't believe what I heard Kyle Shanahan say yesterday. We'll get into all of that. Could Brock Purdy really play this week, this Sunday, against the Arizona Cardinals?
Possibly.
It's going to be brought to you by California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Here 95 Cent the Game, we have a bunch of different stations, a bunch of music stations, news stations, what have you. So it's always, you know, an amalgamation when we're getting coffee or getting to go into the vending machine. It could be Avril Lavigne. It could be DMX. It could be Tupac, Benson Boone, Taylor Swift, whatever, Petey Pablo. It don't matter. It's going to be something new. But it's never 95 Cent the Game. Just going to say it again. Why? I want to be listening to Mac Jones talk and that while I'm getting coffee. What's going on, Mac Jones? Is he starting this week? I have him in fantasy. Well, he might be, Joe. Hear the latest? Did you see it? We posted about it on our social media feed. Brock Purdy practicing, limited, looking like he might potentially play.
Ooh.
It's kind of surprising. After the show we just had a couple days ago, when we talked to Brian Baldinger, when we talked to Lorenzo Neal, former athletes who have had turf toe and dealt with it and said that it's not going to go away. The fact that after just 1 week off, he is already practicing, you could take it one or two ways. Wow, maybe it wasn't that bad, and maybe we were overreacting, and they were just being extremely cautious. Could be. That could be it. Or he's rushing back, the team's rushing him back, and they're not protecting him very well. There is no in-between in that scenario, as far as I'm concerned. When Ian Rappaport, who is more tapped in than anyone else in the NFL, he gets all of his sources directly from the source. He is tapped in. When he comes on and says, minimum 2 to 5 weeks, that's a little bit more serious. If he just said, a week and maybe two, okay, I could relive that. But the fact that it was 2 to 5... it's got to be a little bit more serious. And the fact that he might even start on Sunday or be a backup, quite frankly, it's a little insane.
Well, it sounded like to me, some of the people that were tweeting things out about like, oh, he could be a backup, I think it was lacking context because it sounds like they meant emergency third string quarterback. Because last week, the Niners didn't have an emergency third string quarterback.
And it's who? Adrian Martinez, right? Is the guy right now that would be? Okay.
Okay, but I guess I have a bunch of questions. Number one, like, how's he feeling today? Does he practice today at all? You know, let's figure that out. Number two, what is the rush? Can I just ask, like, what's the rush? After you see the severity of the Joe Burrow injury, and every single person, doctor, athlete, etc., tells you, like, this is an injury you want to be really cautious with. What is the rush? Well, we all agree he's better than Mac. We all agree.
Yes.
He's not losing his job to Mac.
Yes.
Okay? We all agree he's the franchise quarterback. We all agree can't have this happen, you know, where he can re-aggravate himself down the line. Don't want this to linger into later on in the year or possibly next year. Like, everyone's in agreement. What is the rush? Now, I'm not saying that they're being reckless, and I'm not saying Brock's being reckless. I'm just asking, like, what are we rushing? Like, to me, I think it's almost borderline crazy to think that he could play in this game on Sunday. And I would say, if he does play Sunday, wow. What are we doing? What are we doing if he plays on Sunday? Because if he goes down, we're in trouble. That's number one. And what kind of an investment insurance are you having? Like, no, I want to take this as slow and as pragmatic as possible. And there's no guarantee you will ever get to 100% health. No one's at 100% healthy. I'm not saying that. But I don't understand what the rush is. Mac Jones winning that game on Sunday bought you more time. Even if you lose to the Cardinals, your season's not over. Even if Mac Jones looks terrible, your season's not over. I don't understand the rush whatsoever.
Shanahan, he had a back and forth yesterday with the media on Purdy's injury progress.
He's progressing well with his toe injury.
Oh, yeah, he wasn't limited last week, so yeah, he does have a chance.
Possibility that he could be the emergency backup on Sunday?
Yes.
All right, the emergency backup, which would be the third string in that scenario, how they labeled it, because if he was just going to be a backup, that would make zero sense. Like, if he's good enough to be a backup, then he's good enough to just play the game itself, as far as I'm concerned. But the emergency, right?
No.
No?
No, there's plenty of times where I've seen guys, like, I'm healthy enough for a small period of time, but playing the full game and everything, like, nah, you're there. Again, emergency is different. Like, emergency is starter goes down, as in Mac would be the starter in that particular game, not just overall. And then your backup goes down, and then boom, you're the emergency. Like, that's different from being, like, fully healthy to participate in the entire game.
I just feel like if we're viewing him as the franchise quarterback, like every other franchise quarterback in the NFL, you are protecting this guy and moving heaven and earth to make sure that he does not re-aggravate or make this injury worse by any stretch of the imagination. They're doing that in Kansas City. They're doing that in Baltimore. They're doing that in Buffalo. They're doing that. Hell, they nipped that thing in the bud real quick in Cincinnati. They said, okay, this thing needs surgery. We're not going to wait. Boom, right there. Joe Burrow, you're out the next 3 months. Jake Browning, go get him. I just feel like if you make him the highest paid player in the history of the organization, you have to be 1,000% sure that this thing, no, seriously though, like you have to be 1,000% sure that this thing is not going to, you know, all of a sudden just snap like that. When we put him out there, for as much as we talked about Christian McCaffrey and his touches, and rightfully so, I'm kind of feeling the same thing when it comes to Brock Purdy and easing him back after this injury.
I'm treating him the same way I would treat Fred Warner at the end of last year. I did not want Fred Warner hurting his foot even more so that it could possibly bleed into this year. Now, that was a lost year. It was the end of the year, like whatever. Like, you could throw that out the window. So deactivating someone for a couple of games, you know, it doesn't have the same exact feel as right now. The same thing with Nick Bosa. How many times have they sat Nick Bosa at the beginning or middle of a season for whatever oblique injury, groin, things that he's had? The whole point is, yeah, I would love for you to be able to play this weekend, but I have to take the big picture view on this. And it's the same thing with Brock Purdy. So it's not just player specific. I did this with Debo. I've done this with Kittle. I've done this with Bosa. And those guys' jobs weren't at stake. And Purdy's job's not at stake because Mac looks good or serviceable for a couple of weeks. Take the long-term approach. I think it would be borderline reckless to start him in this game.
Now, all that being said, I would be shocked if he does play in this game Sunday. I'm just going to throw it out there. I would be very surprised to see Brock Purdy this week. I think, at minimum, this gives me an inkling, Joe, or inkling, that next week he could return. And that case, okay, that makes sense. That's 2 weeks. That was the minimum that Rappaport reported, 2 to 5 weeks. Okay, I can get on board with that. I am going back in my mind to what Baldy kept saying about that turf dome. We have the sound from Brian Baldinger, obviously NFL Network, R95.7 The Game, NFL Insider. Baldy breakdowns every single Tuesday, 7:30, best in the business, on how the 49ers handle Brock's turf toe.
You can play. I mean, there's varying degrees of turf toe, okay? There's some where you can't walk. Literally, you can't put any weight on your foot. There's some where you can play a game. There's ways to get, but it's almost impossible to practice with this turf toe. It's just too painful. And so I think that's going to be a factor, is when can Brock Purdy practice? I think he can go out there within a week or two, probably, because it doesn't sound like it's as serious as Burrow. Regardless, I don't want to try to make some sort of false claim that I don't know, but that's the problem. I've had it. Like, it's impossible to practice with. And so now you're just a spectator. So then you're going to, okay, do you spectate all week and then think that the timing is going to be good game day because you can get through the game? Like, I think it's going to be a few weeks.
Okay, so that's Baldy, former NFL offensive lineman, Joe, talking about it.
I just would be so overly cautious. I would. That's the way I would view this. So overly cautious. This is your franchise quarterback. But like, I just don't see what the rush is. And it's you're 2-0. If you were 0-2, I would understand the sense of urgency. Even if you were 1-1 and you were wanting to make the argument, hey, like, this is a big swing game. It's a division game. You know, we only won one of our NFC West games last year. We got one win earlier this year. You're 2-0. It's okay. A week 3 loss, even if Mac looks terrible, isn't the worst thing in the world. I don't understand what the sense of urgency is.
I'm going to hear from Lo Neal in a second. We're going to hear from Lo Neal in a second.
Do you agree with me on that?
I am 1,000% lockstep, but we just heard from Baldy there that he's saying, hey, you can't practice with it. But if Brock is practicing with it, then does that mean that it's, you know...
Joe, I would say today is an important, like, is he back out there today?
Right.
What does he look like back out there today?
It's how it responds, right?
Right.
And that's going to be the question going forward. And again, why are we talking about this so much? Because of the style of play Brock plays with. He is a mobile quarterback, all right? This guy uses his legs to create magic.
Yes.
And that's what makes him special. That's what makes him the highest paid player in the history of the organization, because he does things like he did in week one, rolling out, throwing a little prayer shot to Jake Tonjes. He makes an incredible play. That's what makes Brock, Brock. And if he loses any of that, the NFL is a very unforgiving league. You lose a step, oh, they'll get right after you. I don't care what team it is. It could be the Saints. It could be the Chiefs. It could be the Eagles. Every single team is loaded with exceptional talent that can get to you. Like, I didn't even hear of Carl Granderson before last week. Guy was incredible. Looked like the best player on the field sometimes. He was great. So this is a very unforgiving league. So if he loses a step due to this turf toe, I have major concerns. And then if that happens with a shaky offensive line, we'll see with Connor Colby, we'll see with Trent Williams and how this thing goes going forward. Yeah, I'm going to have major concerns and question marks around the organization. And considering, you know, this team's past with quarterback play and injured quarterbacks, that'd be another big red X as far as I'm concerned of how they handle this thing. But we have someone that wants to chime in on this. You may know him. You may love him. You may hate him. I choose to love, and I do. Robin Sambruno joins us now. What's up, Rob?
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, dog?
Hey, look, we got to be real about it, man. Purdy seen that performance with Mac Jones. Purdy seen the way Kyle embraced Mac Jones. It was sort of like the way Kyle embraced him.
Oh, no, Rob. Gone.
I think what he was alluding to was that, you know, he got his job because of injury and opportunity, and then he ran with it. And maybe he's feeling, not insecure, but, you know, threatened, if you will. I guess that's what Rob is getting at.
I'd be kind of insane after one game. Like, let's keep it a buck. Like, the Trey and Jimmy thing, Trey was going to be out for the season, and Jimmy was going to be out for maybe the season. I guess he maybe could have played in the NFC Championship or the Super Bowl had they reached there. But he was basically out for the whole year, too.
If sports has taught me anything, it's that nothing's insane when it comes to a guy taking someone else's job because of injury. But in this situation, the amount of money invested into an individual will buy him more opportunities than anyone else. We see this with draft picks. Like, why did you hang on to Jake Moody as long as you did? Well, because you invested in the draft capital of a third-round pick.
Joe, Nick Foles took over for Carson Wentz and won a damn Super Bowl and was the MVP. And they said, see you later. Deuces. He had the greatest run in the history of the organization and said, yeah, go off on in Jacksonville. Because why?
Well, Wentz was also going to be the MVP that league.
He was also, but he was an investment, too.
No doubt.
And at let's be fair here, if we're talking to do the compare and contrast with Carson Wentz, at one point, Brock Purdy looked like he was poised to win an MVP. At one point.
Yeah.
And things change, and I understand
that. Guys fall in and out of
favor.
Exactly. You know, like, I mean, Jared Goff's career has taken so many turns over the years. So, like, I understand. And plus, just, like, the competitor in you doesn't want to see someone else go out there in your spot. You know, Brady would talk about this all the time. Like, I didn't want my backup taking any snaps of practice.
No.
I didn't want them thinking that that guy could do what I'm doing.
And there's ways to go about it now, too. And Joe Flacco, I think, like, got, like, flack for this, lack of a better word. Joe Flacco got flack for this because he was basically saying last year, he was like, I'm trying to win a job. Like, I'm not trying to be these guys like best friends or anything like that. And now, you know, if I'm the backup and I'm in the film room, I'm going to, you know, be helpful. I'm going to be useful in that. But I'm trying to keep this starting job. I'm trying to be that guy. Brett Favre, same thing. When he knew his replacement was drafted, he's like, hey, that's Aaron Rodgers right there. But I'm not trying to hand him the keys to the car right now. I still got something left in the tank. But that's what makes those guys so special, right? That's what makes Super Bowl MVP quarterbacks is to have that chip on your shoulder constantly, to have that, you know, the back of your mind, hey, someone could be pushing me out the door real quick. Same with, you know, Jimmy Garoppolo, as you mentioned, with Tom Brady out there, Jacoby Brissett, who ended up being the third string there. Like, he started to see the writing on the wall that maybe, you know, they wanted to move on from him in the relationship with Belichick. There's a lot baked in there. But these guys are wired different, and you have to be wired different to play that position. And Brock, he might not be different, but Brock is such an aw shucks guy. I don't really have a good feel for him when it comes to that stuff yet.
Like, I don't think he's aw shucks. I think he's got, like, insane, hyper-focused competitor in him.
I think there is part of that. I don't think he's a Tom Brady-level psycho Tom, like, yelling at the sidelines to all these people.
To be where he's at and to do what he's doing.
Oh, yeah.
And what he did, I think you're underestimating his compete level.
I'm not underestimating his competition. I don't know the person Brock Purdy when it comes to the insecurities at the quarterback position.
I think
what
he's
saying.
Cutthroat, and I think they all are. I think you have to be to be who he is. I don't think Jimmy G had that same cutthroat tenacity.
Maybe not. Maybe, but he did get into it with Kyle a lot.
Jimmy?
On the sideline, yes.
He did
snap at the head coach a lot. So there was some tension there.
That was more Jimmy tantrums after performance. I view them so different in terms of work ethic and dedication to the craft.
Okay, so we heard from Brian Ballinger.
And leadership.
No, and again, 888-957-9570 is the number. Call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Should Brock play this week if he's practicing? And we're saying he's limited in practice. Should he play if he goes up to the coach, Kyle Shanahan, and said, hey, Coach, I'm good to go. The doctors have cleared me. Should Kyle play him? 888-957-9570.
Well, the last time
that
they let a guy go back out there with a lower body injury where he wasn't 100% right was Jimmy G with the high ankle sprain. I mean, he came out there against the Dolphins. It was one of the worst games I've ever seen in my life. Now is a lower body quarterback.
Quarterback specific, yes.
Now, he also obviously hurt his shoulder. Jimmy G did the year after that. You know, quarterbacks take a pounding as the season goes on. So if you can have an opportunity to catch your breath for a couple of weeks and get some semblance of right, I would do that and just allow, and I get it. Like, you don't want to give anyone any oxygen in the backup quarterback spot to get any momentum going. I understand that for your own peace of mind, but they've invested $150 million. 2 weeks of Mac Jones isn't going to sway them into playing him. Now, if it's 2 months, now we have a different conversation, but not 2 weeks. 2 weeks of good play isn't going to make them all of a sudden jump off the Brock train when they've been with him for years.
All right, so we heard from Baldy on the turf, though. Now let's hear from what our Lorenzo Neal, who you could see this Sunday, Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale, with Evan Giddings, Joe. Every single 49ers home game, be locked in down there. Got the shuttle, you got the brews, you got the eats, happening every single 49ers home game at Laughing Monk in Sunnyvale. Low Neal on Brock's injury.
you have to deal with some level of pain, but the pain will subside, and you have to deal with some of it. And then adrenaline during the game, you're okay. So yes, I was able to deal with it. And then as the season goes on, if you don't get it jammed, if you don't get it fell on, but it's going to happen because the way that Brock plays, you can get through it. But I think if this is something, guys, depending on the severity of it, could last a whole year. It could last 7-8 weeks. And if he takes it up, which he will, and buddy tape it and do the things that he will do, be able to do, he'll be able to get through practice. He'll be able to do some of the things limited. But I played a position that I knew I need to get down here. I need to push off on the toes, need to push off and be able to explode into individuals. But I didn't have to be as mobile at times as Brock, because I was going straight ahead and just running a track and trying to block them guys. Brock has to cut. And when you think about when you plant your foot in the ground, guys, just think about just a regular Joe planting your foot in the ground. Think about when you push off. You're pushing off on your what? Your big toe.
So I guess the question I want to ask, and 49ers fans and you, Joe, 888-957-9570, what gives the 49ers a better chance at a win this Sunday? Is it 100% Mac Jones, talking about health? And again, no one's over 100%, but if he's not on the injury report, I'm just going to say 100% Mac Jones, or let's call it like an 80% Brock Purdy. What's a better, like, who gives the team a better chance to win on Sunday is the ultimate question. And if it's a healthier Mac Jones, then you stick with Mac Jones, right? It's pretty simple.
It's going to see, it feels like when you ask that question, which is a fair point to bring up, like, if you say Mac Jones at 100%, it's like a knock on Purdy. To me, it's not. I just look at, like, some guys can play compromised. You know, we were talking about Kawhi Leonard in the first couple hours. Like, even though he can't jump as high, can't, you know, cut as quick, yeah, he's still extremely effective when he's compromised. I watched him on one leg beat the Warriors, yeah, and win a championship. Some guys can play hurt. Steve Young had a really tough time playing hurt. Steve Young was awesome. But when his ribs were cracked, he was useless. Useless. And yeah, in that scenario, a healthier Gerback was better than a compromised Steve Young for a time period. And then it ended up being the team wasn't good enough and they would end up losing in the playoffs anyway. I don't know. I don't know if a compromised Brock is a good enough version to overcome a fully healthy Mac Jones right now, because the foot is the plant leg in throwing. Is his arm a strength of his? Not really. Accuracy is. And fundamental footwork for Brock is a hang a hat on type of a skill. And so what is he like if he can't step into his throws? What is he like if he can't climb in the pocket and create a new platform and throw? I don't know if he's as effective. I don't think that's a knock on Brock. I just think that, like, his kind of skill set, he's like Lamar is not the same quarterback if his ankle's rolled, no, and he can't.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Move around. I think the same could be said for Josh Allen. Now, Josh, I still think, could stand in the pocket and throw a little better, but he's a different version compromised.
He is. And listen, there's no shame in saying you don't have the upper body or torque and arm strength as a Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes. Those guys are unicorns.
Yes. Like
the fact that they could do that with compromised lower body injuries, it just makes them one of one. It doesn't say anything about you, Brock Purdy, but let's also keep it a buck. Brock doesn't have the strongest arm when it comes compared to those guys. So if you're losing any of that, as you're alluding to right there, that's, again, we're talking about the difference between a sack and, you know, extending a play with his legs. Well, that's also the difference between throwing a pick and not throwing a pick if you can't drive into those balls.
Forget the interceptions. It's also protecting yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, we see how violent the game is. Even fully healthy, you can get rolled up in that pocket. And so if you can't move around well enough to be able to protect yourself, like, that's a problem.
It's a major problem.
I thought that was the biggest issue with Jimmy when he rolled his ankle and he came back on the high ankle sprain. He couldn't move. And he couldn't protect himself. And then he got the first shoulder injury, which wasn't as severe as the one he got the year prior.
888-957-9570. It's your chance to weigh in, Niner fans. We got Jennifer Lee Chan joining us in the next hour around 8:10. Covers the Niners, NBC Sports Bay Area. Get the lay of the land and how she feels and is thinking about Brock Purdy potentially starting this week. Are you taking a compromised Brock this Sunday over a fully healthy Mac Jones, Niner fans? 888-957-9570.
I want him to stay out to the Rams game. And the reason why I want him to stay out to the Rams game is not about like anything other than if he plays in the Jags game and then has to turn around 3 days later and play in the Rams game, I think that's tough. It's like once you open that, I'm going to come back and I'm going to play, he's the starter moving forward, right? Like you're going back to him, you're not looking back. And so I worry that you play him and then something happens, and he can't get fully healthy back again in time. Then you go back to Mac, and that can get tricky.
Well, what
yo-yoing quarterbacks.
What I don't want to hear on Monday, Joe, is if Brock Purdy comes back and he struggles mightily, and it's clearly an issue. I don't want to. That's not an excuse for me. I'm not doing that because he signed off it, and the coaching staff signed off on it, and that's not good enough. When you had a fully healthy Mac Jones who looked pretty freaking competent the week prior.
Well, it would be even a bigger bummer if you had to put him back on the shelf, right? Like, let's say Monday comes around, he don't look great, and, you know, you're sitting here and you're like, actually, yeah, playing him compromised wasn't smart. He re-aggravated something, or he's just not performing up to what you're expecting.
That'd be a horrible look.
I know.
That'd be a horrible look, first and foremost, for the head coach. Again, we can just go through the injury history at quarterback. It has not been pretty for the 49ers under Kyle Shanahan. Now, is that Shanahan's fault? Is it the organization? People want to go to the training staff? Is it just being unlucky with the players? We keep talking about the injury bug here early on for the 49ers and fighting through adversity. There is, you know, situations where you can point at the organization that failed a player. Like, you know,
RG3 is probably the most prominent.
Thank you. That was exactly where
and
I was going.
Shanahan and his dad had a big hand in that.
His father, Mike, being the head coach at the time.
I mean, Alex Smith in this market hurt his shoulder, got basically belly swam on, belly flopped on,
yep.
And then him and Mike Nolan argued over whether he was healthy or not. They rushed Alex Smith back. He couldn't throw. It destroyed his arm.
And his confidence in the process.
Well, his arm was never the same.
No.
Not that it was great to begin with, but it was better early in his career, and it never was the same. And it ended up really ruining him. I truly believe Jimmy Garoppolo, the high ankle sprain, trying to play through it, he was never the same after that.
925 on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney.
His whole body fell apart after that.
I think this is a chess move by Shanahan, trying to confuse the Cardinals this week, similar to CMC the Thursday before the Seahawks game. So, do you guys think that's a smokescreen by Shanny to do this?
I don't think Shanny does. Do we think he's really like, hey, let's get sadistic and let's throw in, like, Brock, I think this is at face value.
No, you don't throw out your quarterback who's hurt, if he was seriously that hurt, to practice. That just ruins the quarterback's injury already. So I do not believe this is a smokescreen at all.
I think we overestimate gamesmanship.
I think we overestimate, like, conspiracy theories when it comes to in the gamesmanship and all of that.
Yeah, I just think we overthink it.
I do think we're overthinking the whole Tom Brady in the booth thing, too, a lot when it comes to him talking. It's jumped the shark. I was off yesterday, and the amount of Tom Brady drama that was around the league, him talking to coaches, Ben Johnson, the head coach of the Bears, he's like, I'm not going to give him, like, the trade secrets. I'm not giving him the keys to, you know, the nuclear reactor of our offense.
No, I just think
it's all relax.
I think it's just a conflict of interest in general.
It's fine, and I think it is Tom Brady, so everyone's looking like, oh, Tom's above the league, and, like, he gets special treatment, and you know what, maybe he does. You know, some people get special treatment and some people don't. Society.
Could you imagine Al Guido, like, on the broadcast, and then he's like sitting in the booth? Like, it would be kind of ridiculous.
It would be, but if Niner fans had Tom Brady as a minority owner and he was like in the booth, and like, you would, Niner fans would be like, oh, you know what, maybe Tom knows his stuff. You know what, maybe Tom should be calling the plays. There would be something that would make this a little bit more juicy of a season for sure. Speaking of juicy,
would Tom be a better owner than Michael Jordan?
It remains to be seen. I mean, he did put his boy John Spytek in at GM. This draft called Ashton Gentry's not looking good through 2 weeks. I'm just going to say it.
That's a pretty low bar, though.
It is very low. And he was the majority owner, so there is difference there.
I just felt like Michael, like, it was just like a thing. It wasn't like something that he like ran. Like, I think if Tom were to own a team, he would run it. Like, he would run it top to bottom. He would be micromanaging everything.
I think the more apt comparison is going to be because Tom loves being in the spotlight more than Jordan did post-career. Jordan, like, is like, you see him at NASCAR events, and that's really about it, or in the box.
And that stupid hat that he's obsessed with wearing.
Was it the Kangol hat?
It's not even a Kangol. It's some sort of, like, I don't even know. It's like, I think of like guerrilla warfare when you wear that hat.
No one loves like camouflage pants and shorts more than Michael Jordan for some reason. He loves that look.
No Limit Soldier.
But you know what? If you're Michael Jordan, you can pull off whatever you want. Same with Tom Brady, the guy who like sponsored by Uggs, and he made Uggs cool for men. So there you go. Speaking of Uggs, I think Carter's wearing some right now. No one loves Uggs more at the station than Carter. What's going on here? Mac Jones potentially playing in week 3. Mark Schlereth, who joins Willard and Dibbs. Is that every week or every other week? Stink. But he's he's a Fox Sports analyst. He obviously calls games for him. Knows his stuff. Played at a high level. Won Super Bowls. Played for his dad, actually, Mike Shanahan, back in Denver. So he knows the Shanahans very well. Here's Schlereth on Willard and Dibbs talking about Mac Jones in week 2.
I thought he was good, man. I thought, you know, it made me think, like, is that who Kyle really wanted when you guys drafted Trey Lance? You know, there was that controversy, that talk about how the organization was split over Trey Lance and Mac Jones. I don't know, but Mac Jones, I thought played exceptionally well. You know, took a couple of sacks and all that stuff, but had a couple of scrambles. But he made some big time throws and he orchestrated the offense, which was really cool to see, especially after the way he started his rookie year in New England, and then Bill Belichick, who, you know, it just all of a sudden became smarter than everybody else, decided that the best idea for a young quarterback is to have Joe Judge, a special teams coach, and Matt Patricia, our defensive coordinator, be co-coordinators on the offensive side of the ball. That's what's going to help him play. So, you know, I saw it a couple of years ago when Sam Darnold went there and kind of resurrected his career, and this will be really cool if Mac Jones, you know, can bail out Brock Purdy for a couple of weeks while he's healing up on that toe injury and play exceptionally well. This is a really good thing for Mac Jones, so I'm happy for him.
Can I say something real quick on the Sam Darnold resurrecting his career here? He didn't do anything as the backup for the 49ers.
He lost to Carson Wentz week 18 when no one played.
You know who?
Remember that?
Kevin O'Connell resurrected his career, yes, not Kyle Shanahan and the 49ers. Why are we giving credit
and
there?
And JJ got hurt.
Yes, JJ got hurt, and they went down, and they immediately pivoted to Sam Darnold. Like, I am not giving Shanahan and the 49ers credit for rehabilitating the image of Sam Darnold. He didn't do anything here. Let's full stop right there.
When I saw him check down that pass in training camp.
When I saw him fumble that ball in a meaningless game against the Rams at the end of the season.
He took a safety, I believe, in that game.
When I saw him hold that clipboard.
Sam, I love you so much. But it's true. Like, let's stop there.
That was like, there was a time when, like, Ryan Mallett and all, like, Brian Hoyer, all these guys would, like, hold the clipboard standing next to McDaniels and Brady. Yeah.
Rest
and
in peace,
those guys
Ryan
got opportunities.
Yeah. Damn. That was a sad story, Ryan Mallett. Rest in peace. I thought he was going to be something at Arkansas. I feel like that's, like, the last good, like, Arkansas quarterback that played there, right? I can't even think of another one since then. Razorbacks, baby. Yeah. See?
Well, there was the wide receiver turn, a quarterback turned wide receiver, the white boy. Is it Matt Jones? The Jaguars drafted? But I think he was before Mallett.
Oh, who? Tyler Wilson. I think he was a Raiders pick back in the day. Tyler Wilson was one, 2013. Look that up.
McFadden.
Yeah, dude.
That team was so much fun.
Talk about guys who would always tantalize us with talent. You know who was the quarterback version of Darren McFadden? Kyler Murray.
Oh.
That is exactly to a T who that reminds me of. Kyler Murray, by the way. Do you see? Can we talk about the picture? What the hell are you doing, Kyler? Just with a Michael Vick
explain
jersey.
It to people who are,
okay. Kyler Murray, and he apologized since about the picture. He posted a picture on his social media, him wearing a Michael Vick jersey. I believe it was Virginia Tech Michael Vick away jersey with a pit bull. And it could have been his pit bull. I don't give it. Just, what are you doing,
it's
bro?
It's just horrific optics.
Just. And listen, Mike's done a lot to try to rehabilitate. He served time. I root for Michael Vick. I know a lot of people will never forgive him what he did. The guy served his time. He's been a model citizen since there. But just show some class and grace. And what the... Just...
Who's his agent? Who's Kyler's agent?
Whoever runs Call of Duty.
No.
Activision? I don't know.
No, but let's just play this out. Like, you get a phone call. You pick it up. Like, hey, what's up? Did you see what Kyler just posted on social media? No, I didn't. I've been in a meeting all day. He just posted a photo of himself in a Michael Vick jersey next to a pit bull. You're kidding me.
Not a Doberman, not a German Shepherd, not a Chihuahua, not a Shih Tzu, a pit bull. Honestly, it would have hit different if it was a Chihuahua, maybe. It probably would have. It would have been, relax.
My favorite is on game day, and we always forget about these come Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, but on game day, when Kyler comes walking into the stadium, and they'll be like, Kyler's here, QB1, and like, you know, they're walking in, kind of like how TNT, when you see like the players walking through the tunnel, and he's got these giant jean shorts on, and they're like, when you're on your way to kindergarten, and it's just, some of these like captions are absolutely hilarious.
Speaking of kindergarten, this is a good time. Benny's in kindergarten class, which starts in about 30 minutes. Hope he's up enjoying his breakfast. Happy birthday to my son, Benjamin Spadoni, 6 years old today. I love you so much, buddy. You're crushing it. I'm so proud of you. I'm going to go over later, bring him his present, and 6 years old. He has his birthday party on Saturday at the park. It'll be a lot of fun. So shout out Benjamin Spadoni, the legacy, if you will. All right. Oh, here's the apology. People are wondering the apology that Kyler Murray had about the picture. In no way, shape, or form do I condone animal cruelty or dogfighting, whatever it is, Murray told reporters on Thursday. For me personally, y'all saw me wear the Michael Vick jersey, a player I admired very much growing up, and then being home with my pups, my dog Trunks and Swoosh, they both get treated like kings, so in no way, shape, or form am I condoning that. But yes, I saw how it affected people, and I decided to take it down. I apologize to anybody and whoever I affected.
And that wasn't even like, there were other things that were done by players this week. The Kansas City Chiefs were wearing free Rashee Rice shirts. Rashee Rice was clearly intoxicated. That's why he fled the scene. And injured kids in a car. And the Chiefs are wearing like free Rashee Rice shirts. Guys, he is so lucky someone didn't get hurt. Seriously, injured. I mean, and killed in that. There's one thing that, like, I do not tolerate is any inebriated driving. Like in this day and age with Ubers and Lyfts and all the different ways that you can get around, and especially for an NFL player who has the access to be able to call with one of the hotlines and get a ride at any time, any place. This guy was doing like a hundo in whatever it was, a Ferrari, a Phantom, whatever, and got in a huge, huge accident and just fled the scene. And you guys are saying, like, we got to free this guy. No, no. Like, he has to serve his punishment. He's lucky it wasn't worse. Maybe, like, let's reflect a little and be thankful that no one got injured. Like, severely injured and killed.
Considering what happened a few years ago with Henry Ruggs.
It was disgusting.
And you know, like...
I'm not Ruggs thing. I'm talking about but I'm saying the Chiefs, like, read the room.
We're never going to learn our lesson as a society. And these athletes and, you know, this is a guy that legitimately is going to have to follow through with a 30-day jail sentence. This guy's going to prison for that. Like, no, he's legitimately, he's going to prison for 30 days.
Do you get?
And they're just, it's honestly, when you make a shirt out of it, you are making fun of it. And it's not something to be laughed at.
Do you guys remember the Pouncey brothers wearing the free Aaron Hernandez shirts?
Those two. Those three. That team. In front of my house, Father's Day morning.
I don't remember that, but now I do, now that you talked about it.
In front of my house, Father's Day morning, I come out, and my truck got totaled, okay, in front of my house. Well, the Tesla in front of where my car was parked had, like, five different angles of this car crushing and demolishing and destroying my truck. And in the Tesla, they saved, like, the video footage of the accident. The person was swerving, hit my car, lost their wheel, kept driving, and then came back around, grabbed the wheel, and like they were clearly hammered, all right, off something.
That guy can drink like a fish.
But here's the scariest part about it. The girls who own the Tesla, and I called them girls, they were like, I don't know, 19, 20, 21, whatever. 4 minutes after the accident, showed up in a taxi right where the accident was and were getting out of the car, had no idea. They looked down, they saw the wheel. And all I kept thinking was, thank God no one got injured. Thank God no one got hurt. Now, this dummy who destroyed my car, like, it sucked for me, and like, that's a big inconvenience, and I had to deal with insurance and all that. But, like, the bigger thing is, like, thank God no one was killed.
Right.
And like, these car accidents... the NFL, when I saw the Chiefs doing that, and I know Travis Kelce, everybody loves him, and, you know, the whole Taylor Swift thing, like, Travis, come on, man. Free Rashee Rice.
Tough luck.
Maybe we sit this one out, Chiefs.
Yeah, again, there's a lot of people and teams and players and personalities that need to take a playoff. But you know what doesn't take a playoff, Carter? The injury report.
It's time for the injury report.
That really hurts.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
Always nice to get caught up in the NFL storylines. Michael Vick, Pitbulls, Rashee Rice, Freeham. This is just great stuff. I'm just trying to talk about Brock Purdy's toe. And speaking of it, there is hope for Brock Purdy. The 49ers quarterback's turf toe variant has improved enough to where Kyle Shanahan left open the possibility that Brock could be available to play this Sunday against the Cardinals. Brock did participate in practice yesterday. It was limited. As of now, though, Mac Jones is still slated to start on Sunday, but that might change. Who knows? The injury report was brought to you by Boxer & Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. And what's coming up with the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Jennifer Lee Chan coming up in about, 15 minutes, courtesy of River Islands, and she covers the 49ers for NBC Sports Bay Area. So JLC, Jennifer Lee Chan, joining us to get the lay of the land. The realistic possibility that Brock could start this Sunday is what? We'll get into that. And the question I have for the fans and for the people at 888-957-9570, call or text, what gives the 49ers a better opportunity to win on Sunday? A healthy Mac Jones or a slightly compromised Brock Purdy on 95.7 The Game?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh,
wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.